Sherry?
Nearly a dozen of Wichita's Uptown Neighborhood Association members met in the basement of College Hill United Methodist Church to share their ideas. John Schlegel, planning director for both Sedgwick County and the city of Wichita, facilitated the event. Armed with a black marker and flipboard, Schlegel asked the group to visualize Wichita 10 years from now.
So let's talk about, what are your aspirations for Wichita?
We could put an end to the sprawl, keep our inner cities sustainable. That's where we live. But those two are tied to each other. And the sprawl and the spending a lot of money to set up fire stations and our police stations moving to the middle of nowhere when they get the East Patrol Station moved. It's going to be way the heck out there because of sprawl. And that's crazy.
You can't stop that.
You can.
You can reverse that.
You can't.
Right now, zoning is very much in favor of sprawl, and the zoning attitude has to change in order to rein it in.
What do you mean by that?
Zoning is very much in favor of roads, very much in favor of new neighborhoods, big houses. It needs to be in favor of preservation. It needs to be in favor of reuse. And it needs to not be in favor of building new roads. It needs to be in favor of buses.
Transportation is a key issue.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And transportation is the reason that we have sprawl, because we are a car city. And we need to take some of the emphasis off of cars, and we need to put it onto mass transportation.
Other thoughts?
Not only am I a mass transit user, I'm a pedestrian. We don't have sidewalks. You cannot get from Hillside to Dylan's front door on a sidewalk because there aren't any. It's not safe to not have it, but also, it pretty much gives pedestrians the idea that they are second-class citizens.
What other ideas? Wichita in 10 years.
In the next 10 years, Wichita needs to really decide what it wants to be and follow the plans rather than chasing each opportunity. Things like deciding whether or not we really can be an attraction for conventions and vacations. We've been just a swinging pendulum, and we just need to decide where we're going to be along that spectrum and stay with it.
That segues into what Mike said about our self-identity, the brand name for Wichita. Do we want to borrow what other big cities of this size have made use of and create, to use an example of a typical Walmart that you can find anywhere in the world, or a McDonald's or whatnot, bring it here because it has brought a certain amount of revenue to another community, but that dilutes the unique image that we have. If you make Wichita, your home, a place that's worth living in for the residents that are there, you will develop and cultivate the unique aspects of this area. And
I understand what he was saying when he said don't copy others, you know, be ourselves. But when things are better somewhere else, don't fix the wheel if it's not broken, but don't reinvent the wheel because it's already invented, so just follow along.
Okay, other thoughts?
Why can't we put a green roof on top of City Hall? Why can't we put solar panels on top of the libraries and
yes.
the new library when it's built? It's not that much more expensive to build LEED, but it saves a lot of money when you don't have to run the lights because you've put in good windows.
I think the city needs to encourage recycling. I think that we need to
mandate recycling.
Oh, please, yes. And we just need to go green. Wichita is a beautiful city, and it needs to go green.
Other thoughts to share on next 10 years in Wichita?
Well, there's a group of people that really have and will continue to shape our city, and that is voters. If there would be a concerted effort to increase not only voter registration, but voter turnout, I think you'd get a better cross-section. If this increases discussions and alternatives, so be it. That's part of the process. But right now, the makeup of the people that actually vote is not what it could be, and perhaps not what it should be.
Anybody else?
One of the things that's really good about Wichita is it's, up until really recently, you could get a job and you could live comfortably on pretty much a good income most of the time. It's a little bit more difficult now to get jobs, but that's one of the things that I think is really good about Wichita, and we should focus on that. Continue to provide to have an environment where people can earn enough money to live comfortably and not be looking for the next job down the highway. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have such a transient
city. Denver, it's so huge. You have to drive 2 hours to get from your home to your job and then back again. And it's much more expensive to live there. And when you look at the difference between taxation and what it takes to live, it's much more difficult. And Denver's pretty close. And that's pretty much the way it is with most large towns. And that's one of the things I really, really like about Wichita. I can afford to live here. And then I can go on vacation somewhere else if I like. But there's a lot to do here. We went to Kansas City last weekend, and we went to this rose garden we like, and I was thinking, we could have gone to Botanica if we were at home, and all these things that we could be doing here that we really don't take enough advantage of.
Good stuff.
You heard the voices of facilitator John Schlegel, planning director for Sedgwick County and the City of Wichita, Lori Lawrence, Paul Olberg, Ray Grizzly Rakeup, Kathy Reyes, Mike Marushak, Larry Ross, and Sherry Whitmore, all members of the Uptown Neighborhood Association. Civic groups, churches, and other organizations are encouraged to schedule meetings. Schlegel says the city has important decisions to make, and the community meetings give people an opportunity to have a say. The city will prepare a report that summarizes all the input received from various groups and release it for public review. The results will be finalized and presented to the Wichita City Council in February. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.
Any last comments or questions? All right. The true meaning of life is to plant trees under whose shade you do not expect to sit.